Good Wednesday morning and welcome to your Political Playbook audio briefing, sponsored by Morgan Stanley. Scoop for you this morning, the House Republicans will try to pass a balanced budget amendment when they return from recess. It's a measure that's certain to get practically every Republican vote, but it comes after spending $1.3 trillion in the most recent spending bill, and not to mention, Republicans have not touched entitlement reform, which they promised to if they took back the White House. But listen, it's campaign season. You'll see a lot of bills that are politically helpful but stand no chance of becoming law. Trump is going to like this one. A new Politico Morning Consult poll shows the president is weathering the Stormy Daniels scandal just fine. We polled after the 60 Minutes episode, and his approval rating is just about steady, and fewer voters than last year believe Congress should start impeachment proceedings. The AP notes that Defense Secretary Jim Mattis has never met John Bolton, but he predicts he'll get along just fine with the new National Security Advisor. ProPublica says that Wilbur Ross overruled career census officials to insert the citizenship question in the 2020 survey. Sheldon Adelson facilitated a meeting between an Israeli company and the EPA, a meeting which resulted in a test of the company's water purification system. That, according to the Wall Street Journal. Our own Matt Dixon in Tallahassee writes that Marco Rubio says he will not campaign against Senator Bill Nelson in the Marquis Senate race in his state. Florida Governor Rick Scott is expected to announce he's getting in that race pretty soon. David Siders, our California playbooker, writes that Barack Obama will appear at a Claire McCaskill fundraiser in Beverly Hills. The Congressional Leadership Fund is opening 5 new field offices, bringing their total to 31. Subscribe to Playbook at politico.com/playbook.